Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
This father, like any other father, you know, it's amazing how addicted this young generation is to technology in regards to this, like, I got to have it, I got to be involved. So over 1 billion folks, I guess, now are on Facebook, and they're just sharing everything. Mm-hmm. You know, this is my donut I had. This is my coffee. I'm leaving this room
this
now. I'm
going to,
they share everything.
Nice order.
Well, his daughter got onto social media, and she's, you know, doing it on her phone, and he's looking over what's happening, but all along she was hooking up with someone in regards to a friend in another city that ended up for her being taken by a predator and put into sex trafficking. Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
You got all these people that are online, you don't know who they are, and people tell you, they have this, like this whole fake thing. Everybody has this perfect life, they say, that are trying to present this, like, you know, I just left my perfect house, I'm driving my perfect car, and this is my perfect day, and, you know, all those kind of things. And it's not real. That's why people are craving authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything is so, you know, photoshopped, if you would.
Edited.
So you got this young girl, she's 17, you think she's just playing on Facebook or social media, her father thinks, but next thing you know, he's getting a phone call from authorities in Nevada saying your daughter is involved in sex trafficking. Take a look.
That says his 17-year-old daughter was targeted for human trafficking by two different groups 7 months ago. He posted a video rant that went viral. So far, it has been viewed over 19 million times. Now, we do not recommend recording videos while driving in a vehicle. Please do not try this at home. Despite that, you must hear what he has to say.
I have a child that's 17 years old, and she's always on the internet, like a lot of your children. I'm pretty strict father, so I'm pretty involved in what she's doing. A couple days ago, she asked me if she could go with a friend of hers that I've met, the family, the mom, and everyone, and if she could go to Reno. So I let her. Yesterday, I get a call from the sheriff, and they have my child in San Jose. And she had been a victim of a sting. There was a nationwide investigation company that was investigating minors being sold online for sex. They went online and they found my daughter's profile that these older people had made for her. And they set up a date for her, with her. By the grace of God, it was this man and not a real man that set up a date with my 17-year-old child. She's not innocent, but she was definitely manipulated. Point is, like, this could happen to anybody's child. You think that your kid's on the phone, you're on the internet or whatever, and you think you know what they're doing? I advise you, this world don't care about our children, man. We got it.
This world does not care about our children, man. And he's just realized, you know, we got to just, you know, invent. The thing about it is, you got this whole thing competing against parenting your kids, where it's out there creating this false persona and all this, you know, gold at the end of the rainbow, which is not really. If it's too good to be true, it's too true. And you have no idea who you're really talking to because you're just clicking on logarithms, which are created to have a word hyperlink that says like or share. But that's nothing but just tracking data and somebody's programming there. But the whole thing is you end up in a real place, and she ended up in a real place where she was being sold, but by God's grace, it was the actual sting that was going on, and so she didn't get victimized.
And that's the naivety of youth, is that, you know, you're 14, 15, 16 years old, it doesn't even dawn on you to recognize or realize the fact that just because somebody's profile says that, or just because that's their profile image, doesn't mean that's the person that you're talking to on the other end. It's like you have no idea what is really happening or who you're really communicating with.
I had this commercial years ago where I had this, I think, the young lady or young man that was talking on the internet, and then they backed the camera up and they showed the other person they were talking to over there. And it was a young man that's typing on the internet. The other side was like a 500-pound man, but he thought he's talking to a girl. I mean, you just don't even know who you're talking to. And anybody who's gonna go into a system like that's a predator.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people that are, you know, being predators for folks. But it's, you know, something you have to encourage your people, not just young ones either, because I think one of the greatest issues right now with marriage is the fact that that's taking place where people are just going off into the virtual zone. But the fact that that it's not real.
Yeah.
You know, it's not all these things that tempt you or tempt your kids. You got to tell them over and over. It's just not real. And they are going to be pulled by it, but you got to say, you know, you got to understand it's not real. And of course, when they start life, they realize, I don't know what I was thinking. That was good what I had. I can't believe I always envied everything else, and I wanted to be everybody else, and I wanted to be somewhere. And they find out they were somebody, mm-hmm. and they were in a good place. And I think that's so, so very important.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.